Thank you. I'll call this meeting to order. The purpose of tonight's meeting is to hold a public hearing. Please take notice that a public hearing will be held by the Town Board of the Town of Skyward on November 13th, 2024, at 5:30 p.m. at the Skyward Town Hall, 2090 State Route 5, Utica, New York, 13502, regarding the adoption of following local law. Introductory Local Law Number 10 of 2024 to rezone certain parcels in the Town of Skyward. This local law proposes a rezoning of parcels 104.2, 104.11, 104.11-1 from residential 2, R2, to commercial highway CH on New York State Route 5. Each parcel is currently partially zoned both R2 and CH. The proposed local law is available for inspection during regular business hours in the Town of Schuyler, Town Clerk's Office, 2090 Route 5, Utica, New York, 13502. Any resident of the Town of Schuyler is entitled to be heard upon said proposed law. Barbara J. Bollier, Town Clerk. That was posted on our website, posted in the official town newspaper. And Jeff, I will ask you, Secretary of the Planning Board, have we received any written responses in regard to tonight's public hearing?
No, we have not.
Okay, let the record reflect that there's none. I did check with the town clerk earlier today, and she also received no written responses in regard to tonight's public hearing. Mark Wobler, our town attorney, will be coming later. Currently, he's at another town taking care of one of their issues. So I'll open up by saying that in October, the planning board voted to approve a zoning change on the Parator property on Route 5 from R2 to CH. So we advertised to have a public hearing tonight for anyone who wants to come and be heard. This is a public hearing, so we'll hear what the public has to say. At that time, once everyone's complete, we'll close the public hearing. And then during a regular meeting, we will vote on it. At that point, the town board will have the opportunity to comment on it and make their opinion and vote known. So at this point, I'll turn the floor over to Mr. Frank Parator, who will give a brief introduction of the zoning change request.
Thank you very much. This is kind of like a do-over from last October, but I could make it very brief and give you the reasons as to why we're doing this zoning request and change. We've tried to sell our property for the past 2.5 years, not too successfully. Had a couple of deals that came very close, but never to the finish line. So we've had the property for many, many years, and we've decided that we're taking a property off the market. Very recently we did this. We decided to go forward with a site plan which was presented to the town planning board. Our concept is to put warehouse type retail operations. That's just a conceptual idea. There's going to be a private road up to 10,000 square feet, whatever the code allows in the CH district. I think it will be a positive thing for the town. We've got new businesses coming into the town. We've got the new business park that's also going to be developed. It's a great opportunity. And we'd like to take advantage of that increased traffic, increased construction. I don't see any negative side of it. It's bordered by trees all the way around it. It will never even be seen. And it's a natural extension of our property. Our property in the front is CH, as you know, and the rear is R2. And it's really to the point where it's not developable. No one is interested in putting housing behind there. It really wouldn't be very marketable. So with that, I'm respectfully requesting that the town board approve the zoning change from R2 to CH. And I didn't know if anybody, the town board members, had questions, or anybody in the audience had questions. I'd be glad to answer.
Thank you. Does anyone in the audience have any comment in regard to this proposed zoning change? Would anyone like to be heard? Yes, sir.
Good evening, my name is John Barrett, and I live right down the road on Wood Lane. I've been in town since, I think it's 88, so it's about 35 years, and I really enjoyed it. I think the town is well organized, and it seems to be getting better all the time. I'm very happy with the guys that work on the roads and do the snow plowing. So my point tonight is that, like we all have a budget, I have a budget at my house, I have a budget running the town, you have a budget and you try to keep it very efficient. And there's two ways to make it work. Is one way to try to cut costs or be efficient. The other way is to get more properties taxable. And I know Frank and Dave Pareto, and I know whatever they propose will be done right. So my question is, please try to improve this. So I look for the future of the town. If you can keep the tax the same, you can do that easily by getting more business going. And as long as they stick by the rules that you have, then I love to see it come back. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Does anyone else have a comment, Mr. Klimek?
Yep. My name is Anthony Klimek. I know Pareto since I've been in town, 35 plus years. Anything they've done, they've always done it correctly. But getting to their proposal, with all the industrial development just down the street that they're trying to develop and the park, there's a lot of ancillary businesses that need spots to set up their business. And I think it would be a very positive thing for the town. Material handling next door to them is as deep as their property is, which is commercial highway already, so it would just be an extension this way of it anyway. So I think it's a good fit. The creek on the other side, there's going to be no development there. It's a natural good use for the property because you're not going to use it for residential. I mean, that's the R2 is kind of a moot point.
But, thank you.
Yep.
Does anyone else have a comment?
Frank, entranceway. Be off on and off of 5?
Right off Route 5, correct.
Nothing off of Newport Road?
Nothing off of Newport Road.
Okay.
We own up to it. There's like a 44-foot piece. You can see that. But it's wetlands, and it would just be way too costly to develop that.
Great.
Does anyone else on the board have a question?
What was it? I didn't quite understand. What was it you said you were going to be putting in there?
Our concept is, and the need is for like warehousing, sort of like a... If you understand, like I know a Valley Electric, they have a retail section in the front where guys come in and pick up parts.
Sure. Or
in the back is a warehouse.
Sure.
Like a Ramsco type situation.
Sure.
Retail. Same thing, a Utica Plumbing, any of the HVAC
right
stores.
All those places.
Exactly. That's what we're looking to do. We're not. If you look at the CH designation, there are things in there that no one's. I have no interest in a dairy processing plant. That's something that. There's a lot of them for CH. No one's going to do that. Or a funeral home. That's what we're looking to do is warehousing, distribution, and retail.
And you are going to be doing it yourself?
Correct. We are doing, we're self-developing it.
Okay.
We've waited years for sewer. And I can't wait any longer. And I'm assuming the sewer is coming. We've tried a couple of times years ago.
We can't even get water, Frank. You want sewer?
But how long do you wait? My father thought 1968, 66 when he bought in, he said, they're bringing water and it's going to be great. And they did. He says, sewers are coming right behind you. Rosie Menino went out and bought all four corners just because all was going to develop. And here we are. Nothing's happened. We can't wait any longer.
Thank you. Does anyone else on the board have any questions? Does anyone in the audience have any comments? Okay, if not, I'll close this public hearing. Thank you. We'll reconvene at 6:00 with our regular board meeting, at which time we'll vote on the zoning change. Thank you.